Step seven with healing essentials. Be prepared. So I'm sure you're probably thinking, isn't that what I've been working on in all of the previous steps? Well, yes. But of course, we'll get a little deeper. Life never stops. It keeps going. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know. An event that may happen, a tragedy, an obstacle. And sometimes we do get to prepare. We know what's being made for the traditional food at the next family get together. We know what's served at a birthday party. It is being prepared in all aspects of yourself prior to taking on the challenge. And you have been working on this, and you have been doing amazing. I want to talk about being prepared to go into a social event. I know for a lot of my clients, the thought that they have first is to not go. The second is just to eat before. And those are great thoughts. I have not found them to be sustainable. And I want you to have the tools to make this long-term, that you feel you have control. Maybe some birthday parties you have a small piece of cake, but this one you do not want it. You do not think that it serves you or feel that it serves you. You have now, or you are working on, creating a recipe portfolio that aligns with your healing journey. And most of the time, your diet does not align with what is at a social event, what is at a party. And this is a huge challenge. It is hard to be prepared for that. You may be prepared for that mentally, saying, okay, well, I'm just not going to go. But that's the wrong mindset. That is the mindset that we had talked about in the beginning of mind over matter for 6 weeks of a diet plan. And that is not what we're after here. We are after success. We are after that view of the ultimate healthy, vibrant you at all times. And the way that that becomes sustainable is to share yourself, share your journey and what you have learned. And one of the best ways to do that is with these social events. Bring a recipe that you know you can have and share that with your family and friends. Have them try it, taste it, enjoy it, laugh with you. Share where you got the recipe, how many times you had to modify it. Watch their face in surprise when you tell them what's really in it or what's not in it. No eggs, no milk, etc. Social events are usually high anxiety moments on a healing journey. Most feel that on this change, they're shifting their identity. Their relationships around them don't normally, or they're unsure how to interact with you now. What to say, what to cook for you. And that's okay. It means that they care and they notice all the work that you are doing. So here's that time to pull out that empowerment and to stand in your power, saying, it's not a pity me, it is a celebrate me, and I can share me with you through these ways, whether it's bringing a recipe or sharing your journey, not from hiding. You have already put in your boundaries, so there are clear lines, and everyone knows their role, and everyone is happy because everyone is there for each other. Find empowerment in that. Relax into that. For many things that come up with life, in life, your mental talk is the make or break. It is deciding if you get through that situation and how you get through that situation. As you're learning yourself and your triggers and your coping, I'm sure you've realized now through your awareness the mental chatter that goes on. And you've been working on the mental talk. Now, I recommend you start to prepare yourself with a pocket full of mantras. Now, these are internal quotes that you tell yourself in certain situations as a reprogramming and as empowerment to get through that situation. For example, when I was teaching weight loss in the beginning of my career, one of my clients had said her mantra was, that will never taste as good as skinny feels. And you are welcome to use this. That will not taste as good as healthy feels. Or when road rage sets in, the mantra of, I enjoy my ride home. It is my time of quiet, or I relax into forgiveness for this person for not driving the way I want. Mantras are very personal to the person, and it's going to take you a few times of thinking of the correct words. And when the words come to you, you're going to feel it and you're going to know it. And I recommend you write it down and that you repeat it in your mind over and over and over and over again. Because you want it programmed and you want it to come up and pop up automatically in certain events and certain triggers and certain obstacles that life throws before you. It could be as simple as, I got this. I got this. In birthing classes, they tell you to think, just one more minute. Just get through one more minute. And you repeat that minute after minute after minute, but you're not looking at the whole. You're looking at the right now. I can do this 1 minute. And 1 minute is very doable. So maybe it's, mantras have to resonate, and I recommend a pocketful because different ones will resonate in different situations. So be prepared with your mental talk. With the tools in your pocket, the formless tools in your pocket that you're able to pull in any situation. This is being prepared also with a variety of coping skills that we talked about 4.6. Keep this toolbox filling. The more tools in your toolbox, the stronger you become. And if you know any carpenter or toolsman, you know, they started with only a few tools. And over the years, they've mastered their skill. They have special tools for special jobs. And that's how I want you to view all of this mental work that you are doing. Learning yourself and your situations and your triggers and your coping and making a toolbox of recipes, of mantras, of coping skills to get you through any situation. And not just get you through, but to empower you through. To make you feel strong and confident and in control and powerful as you go through life, aligning with yourself, aligning with your highest being, your most healthy body. I'm so proud of you for getting to part 7 of Healing Essentials. Journal about it. Of course, write them down. Sit with them. See how you feel with the mantras. Go through. You now know and you've been becoming aware of your triggers and aware of what your body and your mind normally do to cope with them. So now it's becoming prepared with a toolbox to get through those moments with a smile, with grace, with power. Congratulations. I'll see you in the next step.